You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Oracle Buffet with Heather Carmona.
Heather Carmona.
Live from PsychicAstrologyWI.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Oracle Buffet
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Oh, ¿Qué onda, mundo? What's up, world? Welcome to another edition of El Buffet de Oraculos, the Oracle Buffet, brought to you by yours truly, Heather Carmona. And you know, after the full moon last week and me feeling all out of sorts, I'm feeling spicy this week. I'm feeling back to myself. So you know what that means? I'm going to get on the old zodiac wheel and ride it. Maybe not literally, but I'm going to give a reading here. And if we got time, I'm going to pull a card for this lucky listener. While we're getting that person on the line, we're going to talk about our sponsors quick. As always, High Class Grass, our first sponsor. High Class Grass provides plant-based products from around the world. Next sponsor of the day is my friend Michelle's shop, The Driftless Shaman. Michelle provides Reiki. She's got crystals. She's got essential oils, skincare stuff. She does all sorts of things. And she is located in the great city of Darlington, Wisconsin. And you know, before we get this person on the line, I think I got time to pull a card for everybody. So if you happen to be watching this right now, este mensaje es para ti. This message is for you too, person watching. Wonderful person watching, I might add. All right, wonderful person. What does the universe want this wonderful person to know? What riches do I carry within? The prairie soil, hold. This is from the Prairie Majesty Oracle card deck, I believe. But yes, what riches do you carry within? What riches do I carry within? We all carry riches within. We all carry the power of the universe within. And I hope you know that as piece of the universe, that you have universal power inside of you as well. So that's your message for today, general person. I think we're almost ready to take our caller here. Venus moved into Libra last night. So Venus, the sign of partnerships, love, relationships, moved into one of its home signs of Libra. So it's very happy there. So if you want to know what that means for you, reach out to me for a reading. If you got questions about your love life or just life in general, please feel free to reach out to me for a reading on my site at psychicastrologywi.com so we can see what's going on in your chart. You know, astrology can help answer a lot of the questions that people have about their lives because it's like a roadmap. And this map provides all sorts of answers about who we are, who we came to be, and some of the things that we came to do. It's really neat. You know, if you knew you were being tested in life, wouldn't it make it easier to pass the test if you knew what you were being tested on? And that's the beauty of astrology, and that's what it does for you, is it gives you like a cheat sheet to your life. We got the caller on the line. Woo! Alexis. Hello, Alexis. Are you there?
Hello.
How's it going today?
Good. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Hey, my mom and sister are out in New York right now, so that's cool. I'm honored to have you on here.
I'm so honored to be here.
Good. We're glad to have you. Alexis, do you know your birth information?
Yes, I do.
All right. Let's get you pulled up here. And what's your date of birth?
September 1986.
September, what was the date?
20th.
Okay. Happy belated birthday.
Thank
what
you.
What time were you born?
12:59 p.m.
And where are you at, young lady?
I was born in Teaneck, New Jersey.
Okay. All right. And tell me a little bit about what's going on in your life right now, Alexis, and I'll tell you what your chart's got to say about that.
Oh, I'm just, I've been going through a lot of stuff. I would say the dark night of the soul.
Okay.
And there's a step forward that I'm needing to take. I'm just not knowing exactly how to take that next step. So I'm at like a crossroads. I actually do know how to take it, what I have to do. I just don't know why I'm doing it.
What was that last part? You don't know why what?
I said I do know what I have to do, but I just don't know why I'm not doing it.
Why you're not doing it. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what this step is regarding?
I think like getting the means to do it.
Okay. So the step is regarding getting the means or regarding what?
Like it means like there's a certain step I have to take before I can take that step. So basically what I have to do is get a new job. I'm just like not getting myself motivated enough to do it.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. And you're wondering why that is.
Yes. And I'm wondering if it like, I don't, yes, I'm just, and I'm also been in just, I've gone through a lot of, I'm processing grief. I lost somebody last year. So it's just been a whirlwind.
Okay. Okay. Well, I totally understand that. Okay, let's take a look here and see what we got going on. Okay. So it looks like a lot of the lessons you're going through right now, or some of them, I guess you could say, are regarding communication and your thought processes. And
yes.
Go ahead. What did you say?
I said, oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah. So are you like insecure about the way you communicate or something like that? Or what is it about your thinking that is kind of haunting you right now?
I think it's the insecurity that I'm just. Does that make sense?
You're really muffled, so I apologize. What did you say?
Oh, you know what? Sorry. I'm so sorry. How's now? Can you hear me better?
Yeah, that's a little bit better. So what did you say? Well, I think Alexis is gone. But anyway, hopefully she's still hearing this, maybe. Sorry, we lost connection, Alexis. I don't know what happened there. But anyway, yeah, you're going through a lot of lessons regarding your thought process. And I feel like it's a lot of negative thinking that you're going through right now as well. And perhaps some vices, too, you're fighting, it appears, with a couple placements you got going on, whether that's escaping reality or diving into the not-so-light side of life that's holding you back. But what I do want you to remind... What I do want to remind you of, Alexis, if you're listening, is...
I am.
Okay, you're there. Okay, good.
Yes,
good.
I'm back.
Okay. Anyway, where did we leave off? Your thought process? Being insecure about that?
Yes, that's exactly what it was. It's like my thought process is like, if I'm going to be able to pull it all off.
Okay. Okay. Well, my advice to you there is... stop thinking about it and start moving forward. I don't know if
I
you
know.
Heard, but I, go ahead. And today
yeah,
is actually
that,
really,
I know that's exactly what I have to do.
Absolutely. It's your insecurities that are holding you back. And perhaps, like I was mentioning before, you might be diving into some vices too that are holding you back, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway. You're talking about career here, and career is great, and you're going to have a breakthrough in there within the next couple of days, actually. It appears when Venus and Mercury are in conjunction in the next few days here. But anyway, what I do want to tell you about your chart, since we got a limited time and we're, we can certainly continue this conversation off air. But anyway, a lot of your life purpose has to do with your home life. So don't ignore your home life, because that's how your soul chose to grow in this life, was through your home life. Are you the type that has a tendency to just dive into work and forget about home?
Yeah, like I'm not present.
Exactly.
Like mentally, kind of.
Yeah, because you're always at work.
Yes.
Yep. So I do want to remind you that although career is important and you're going to have a breakthrough there in the next couple of days, I do want to remind you that your true growth in this lifetime, according to your chart, is through home and through being a caretaker, through being a homemaker, not like literally a homemaker, but work is comfortable for you and burying yourself in work is very comfortable for you. But where your true growth lies is at home and nurturing those relationships and building a solid, stable foundation of a home and balancing the two actually is more accurate, balancing the home and the work life. So although work is important to you and you're going to have a breakthrough here, I think within the next week or so when your Venus conjuncts your Mercury in your 10th house of careers, do you have an interview or something coming up?
No, but I literally, right before you called, just sent my resume over.
Okay. Well, I view that very favorably because you have Venus transiting your 10th house of careers, and Venus is a very lucky planet to have transiting your 10th house of careers. So I do see that ending favorably for you over the next week or so here. So just know that that's probably going to end very well, but also know that you shouldn't ignore your home life, because that's how your soul chose to grow in this lifetime. So if work has always come easier to you, Alexis, and home life has been crappy, it's because that's where your soul chose to grow in this lifetime, is through home. So just keep that in mind.
Wow.
Go ahead.
No, I said wow.
So yeah, don't bury yourself too much in your work life. But anyway, Alexis, thank you. I'm sorry we had a technical difficulty there, but I think I'm at my time now. If you'd like to continue this conversation, please feel free to reach out to me at psychicastrologywi.com or on Facebook. But otherwise, thank you. And unfortunately, I gotta cut you off here, okay? I think I'm at about time here. So thank you guys for tuning in. I hope to see you next week, and you all have a wonderful week.